B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Meredith, so good to see you in here. We're just having one of our girlfriend catch-up conversations.
It's always nice to come in here and just sit down and relax with you.
And it's been too long because we're kind of like overwhelmed right now, as everyone is, and for different reasons. Some people are overwhelmed because they've lost a job. Some people are overwhelmed because they're still working and there's nobody left in the building, so they're doing everything. So
I know. Whether you have small little kids running around the house or you've been furloughed, whatever's going on, I think everybody's pretty much stressed and has a lot of anxiety right now.
I read this meme the other day, and it was like, picture 30 years ahead. Gone are the pitter-patter of little feet. And you look back to that time when you were quarantined and it was the best moments of your life. And I'm like, yeah, I love that on paper. That looks really good on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm going to love that 30 years from now. But in the moment, it is, like, let's be honest, it is the most frustrating, anxiety-ridden, and also nonstop experience we've ever been through.
Right, right. Doug reminded me of that the other day because I think I was crying and having a meltdown. And he's like, Roxanne, we're in a pandemic right now. This is not, it's okay. You are allowed to be stressed out. This is some of the byproduct of it. So I have to ask you, so with my daughter, she's just turned three, but I've never sat down and explained to her, this is what's happening.
Right.
We just say, hey, you're going to do school with Zoom. And that's a whole nother discussion. And I don't think it works very well. God bless the teachers who are trying really hard and doing amazing stuff.
Right.
But I have not really sat down and said, hey, this is what's going on. But she's figured it out. Mm-hmm. She's figured out two things. Number one, she's learning bad words. And she's figured out, she goes, Mommy, Corona is a bad word. And I said, Corona isn't a bad word. It's a bad thing.
Right. Right.
And so she's picked up on these little cues, and now she knows. I said something the other day. I was trying to bribe her with something. Oh, we're going to take you to the dress shop.
Ooh.
I want a new desk. We're going to take you to the dress shop if you go number two on the potty. She does number one. And she said, so I said, I bribed her the other day, and I said, we're going to take you. And she goes, the dress shops are closed.
Oh.
So she is starting to pick
she's
up on
smart.
This stuff.
She's putting two and two together. That's pretty amazing.
So what did you tell Aubrey?
I wanted to take the easy way out. She hasn't been asking me a ton of questions. She has here or there, but I've kind of just been skirting them just because, I mean, you can go way too in depth with it really quickly.
Exactly.
I just told her, but she does understand when people are sick.
Okay, there you go.
So that's an easy breakdown for her, especially since she's been to the doctor's office a million times and the hospital for unfortunate reasons, and she gets that. So my easy explanation was, oh, those people are sick. So there's a lot of people that are sick right now, so we can't go eat at the restaurant. We can't go inside the building because they're sick. We can't go hang out with grandma and grandpa because we don't want them to get sick. So that was an easy explanation. So on a daily basis, she's like, okay, well, we can't go do this because the people are sick, right, mama? And I'm like, yeah. And
that was getting it.
She gets it. She totally understands it. She's heard the word coronavirus and COVID and all that stuff, and she says it, but so far, I haven't had to go into any more explanation than that at the moment.
Isn't it amazing, not only the resiliency of children, but the adaptability of children? Because for me as an adult, it still bothers the heck out of me when I go somewhere in public and I see all the masks.
Yes.
I mean, I'm putting one on, too, because I don't want to spread my germs to other people that I may or may not have.
Right.
But it just bothers me when I see it because I feel like it's a degrading of society because we can't look each other
in the face
with facial expressions. It just bothers me.
Yeah.
But when I see that, I'm like, ugh. But the kids don't care. They're okay with it.
No. And honestly, that makes life a little bit better. And they know because they're safe at home and they're safe with you. You know, there's no fear factor.
You got the slogan down pat.
Yeah. There's no fear factor happening at the house. So that's pretty amazing.
Because
a lot of people, they just sit there and watch TV all day.
We don't have it on in our house.
And by that, I mean just the news.
News, right.
And whether you believe one way or another, like open everything up or keep everything closed, I mean, it can really just get in your head. So
have
as
you
long as
found,
you're not putting that on your kids, I think you're good.
This is crazy. And this is off the subject of parenting. But because we're in the same field, I'm sure you've dealt with this. This is so weird. But I find that, you know, I'm just kind of that person that, of course, I want to keep people safe. But I know people are also hurting economically.
Right.
So I find myself on air, you know, when I'm doing some of my breaks, I'll say, all right, we get to dine out in restaurants on Monday. But then when I look online, I see some people, you know, the comment section, you can't always judge things, but you think you see people responding to, are you going to dine out or stay home? And they're like, how dare you go out yet? We shouldn't go out yet because it's not safe. So it's almost become like you're going to make people mad if you're saying, I hope good things happen. But you know what? I don't care. Right. I hope good things happen.
You have to live your life. Everybody has a different opinion. So if you feel like it's time for you to go hang out with the grandparents, it's that time. If you feel like it's time for you to go sit down in a restaurant and keep it 25% full and be safe. I mean, these are all responsible decisions you have to make as an individual.
Personal accountability.
Correct. And that's exactly what's important these days. So if you want to stay at home and just order food, or whether you stay at home and you don't feel that ordering food is even safe, those are all your decisions. And honestly, I've been laying off of a little bit more of social media lately because of those extra opinions coming out. I'm not harming my child, in my opinion, but you're trying to make me feel like I am. I don't need that. I'm already stressed. Thank you very much.
I know.
I'm a good parent.
And you know what? You have to, I think about you all the time, because going through this, as I mentioned before, I went through Zika. That's nothing like that. When I was pregnant, I went through Zika.
Yeah.
Nothing like what we're dealing with now. And there's such an important, I mean, I had to, when I was pregnant, have certain people that I felt were a little bit, got on my nerves a little bit too much. I had to just X them out of my life for a period of time.
They're judgmental, and I hide their comments, and then I just don't even text them. I keep them out. Yeah, it's too much.
Because you're making a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's more important.
And I have, I think it's right now, 38 days left until this little one is about to be born. And I keep seeing, I see all these extra memes and these moms, especially my mommy groups on Facebook, you know, praying or talking about the mothers that are pregnant right now, and what about them. And you know, I get that for a lot of women, especially if it's their first pregnancy. So maybe it's because it's my second. But I never even thought about woe is me during this at
No,
all.
You're not like that. That's not your personality.
I never did. And I mean, it sucks that my husband couldn't come to a couple of appointments with me, but we were able to FaceTime. I'm always trying to look at the positive and how there's so many different things to be worried about these days. Don't be concerned about me. Like, let's be worried about the people that are actually coming down with the disease. You know, people that have actually passed away from this. Like, you don't have to worry about me. So far, I'm safe. Everything is going okay. And we can't wait for the birth of our daughter.
Right. Okay. Speaking of that, and by the way, I'll back up a step. Second baby. Hey, you know what? Doug didn't make it to that many appointments anyway. So maybe Anthony wouldn't have made
it. I found that out on air. I was like, oh, okay. I guess guys just don't
Poor
really.
Second baby.
He doesn't have to go to every appointment. Like, I know some of them are just bland and just basic stuff, but I did the ultrasounds. Those are the big ones.
Yes.
And so before, there's all these signs all over the doctor's room that says
no videos,
no camera, no that. And but they did. They let us FaceTime each other, which is great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yep.
Okay. So what are you thinking about as we get close to the birth? And I think things are going to be opening up. So there will be, I don't think Anthony, my feeling is right now, if you have 38 days, my feeling is he won't be restricted in the room at all.
No.
Things will be good.
Yes. So that was the concern last time. But right now we're allowed to have one person. So although I don't think grandparents or anybody can come in there. And honestly, I wouldn't want to put them in that position or make them feel like they have to come. So it'll just be Anthony and I, which is fantastic. The first time around, it was like everybody, the whole family. I did not make them come.
Wait.
I did not insist for them to go to the hospital and wait, but they did.
They were at the hospital waiting.
Yes.
They weren't in the room with you for the birth.
No.
Okay.
But they were all there. And they were waiting for, I think that they thought that it was, the baby was going to be born fast. It took 36 hours.
Gosh.
And then they eventually went home.
This is important. So let's talk about this. So 36 hours the first time. Ooh. What are you feeling like? What are you anticipating now that you've been through it one time?
Yes.
What are your thoughts going into the second one?
After talking to you, talking to other moms and reading about it, I'm pretty sure it's still going to be long. And that I'm going to be at least in the 20s somewhere.
You think so?
So maybe like 26 or 25
hours. I need to go talk to your coworkers down there, your team. We need to take bets on this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's going to be shorter.
Okay.
I know you
it's definitely going to be shorter than the first one.
Yes.
But you think it's going to be shorter than like 25 hours?
All right. Let me tell you. Yes, I do. my first daughter. Okay. Let me ask you this. Did you get induced?
Did
you have Pitocin?
Yes, I did.
All right. So for my first daughter, we had Pitocin and I was 17 hours in labor. And for some reason, the Pitocin just wasn't doing what it was supposed to do.
It slows down the process. I didn't know that.
Right. Okay. So we went a different route this time. I don't know if your doctor will look at you and say, hey, we're going to do something a little bit different. So they gave me those suppositories.
Okay.
So I went in on Sunday night. They gave me a suppository. came in, checked on me like in the middle of the night. Nothing was happening. Nothing.
Right.
And it wasn't really supposed to. Some, for some women, it does right away, but usually it doesn't really do anything. And they do that to prepare you for the next day.
Okay.
And then in the morning, they came in and gave me another one. And then like 30 minutes later, the doctor's like, oh, the baby's on the way. And so I went into labor. Like the whole process took less, I think it was less than an hour. From the time I started having contractions.
Okay, so I'm going to call my doctor after this conversation because I want that whatever process you're talking about is what I want.
She just strolled out. Okay. I mean, and then the pushes.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. There she is.
Easy. Okay. The doctor did tell me it should be easier. I'm just anticipating, you know, something pretty terrible again.
I went from 17 hours to 1 hour.
To 1 hour. All right. I hate you a little bit because I know that's never going to happen to
it
me.
It is.
But I hope
I
it
feel
does.
Like it's going to be
really,
a lot faster.
Really yeah. Wow, that's pretty. You uh-huh. know what I was thinking about the other day? Do you know that you were the first person I told that I was pregnant?
Oh, yay! I remember that.
Yeah, before
I remember that.
My husband.
Yes, yes.
I didn't want to wake him up in the morning and tell him, uh-huh. and then he couldn't go back to
right.
sleep, and then his whole day would kind of be
and
off.
And you couldn't enjoy it at that time of day either.
Yeah. So even though I was happy, I was thinking about him, and mm-hmm. like, I can just tell him later on in the
right.
day. So I came in, and obviously I had to tell somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Some were walking in here uh-huh. being like, it's uh-huh. I'm pregnant. Uh-huh.
And I know I was early on in terms of the sex, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, everything. So, uh-huh. yeah, you're my go-to girl.
Oh, yay.
all this stuff.
Thank you. So what about just as we go down the stretch? Okay, what are you going to do, like, planning for your... Because you just have no expectations beforehand.
Yeah, I feel
so even
unprepared.
What you're going to pack and what you're have you thought about any of that kind of stuff? I didn't even, I didn't do my pack my bag till the weekend before.
Okay.
I knew I was getting induced.
All right, cool. So that's pretty much where I'm at. I don't mm-hmm. know if it's the second child syndrome thing or if it's just maybe I'm more relaxed about it now, but I can just throw a couple things mm-hmm. or several things in a bag and kind of get through. And if I need somebody to drop something off, I mean, I can.
I packed the first time, I packed like my favorite robe. My dad had given it to me oh. from Hong Kong. And I had, you know, like these things that meant something to me. And I packed, thank you. I packed things like I was going to be busy in there doing stuff.
Right.
And then I'm like, Roxanne, you didn't use any of that
yeah.
stuff. I love the robe, but
right.
you know, you don't want to get blood.
No, you don't want to get it messy. And then the breastfeeding, if that's what you decide to do. And you
yes.
just need something that's easy on and off.
Uh-huh.
And then going to the bathroom. Slippers I like.
Yes, slippers.
Slippers are good. That's mm-hmm. what I definitely need to pack. And, then
and
like,
although they do give you great socks there at the
yes,
hospital,
they
too.
Do. I still have mine. As a mm-hmm. matter of fact, I just threw them out. I don't
They're
know
kind
why
of ratty,
them.
But
I
they
know.
Feel good.
I know, to keep you warm. Bob, you, that's so funny. My sock drawer was so full, and I was like, why am I keeping these? It's just a memory.
You but, know what else they give you that's amazing? They have the best ice in the
yes,
hospital.
Thank
the
you.
Ice chips.
ice so
and if
great.
You are in long labor and you can't eat anything, you're like, wow, this ice tastes amazing.
You know what was really cute was seeing Evelyn Jade meet her baby sister for the first time.
When she inoculated her with hand, foot, and mouth disease.
I remember it differently than you. Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
Is that really what happened?
It's crazy. I mean, that's 50%. We have, we're going back to the story of my daughter being hospitalized for 10 days. I feel like virus has been the word of the year because we spent the Christmas and New Year's and into
right.
the New Year in the hospital because she had an unknown virus. And so not an unknown, we later found out, you know, whatever it was, it was either Entro or Rhino, I forget. But now I'm wondering, maybe she had Corona back then.
Yeah.
She could have. It's you not out of the realm of possibility.
And you can easily get a test to see.
Probably.
It's,
yes.
It's like $100.
Yes.
Yeah.
The antibody
not that
test.
You want your daughter to have her blood taken.
Yeah.
But if that was a big concern, you could nowadays. But
right.
I cannot believe. So you think it was because Evelyn Jade met her?
Well, two possibilities.
Okay.
Okay. So when I was in the hospital with her later, they said, and you're obviously going to be keyed up with germ thoughts because
yes.
of what we've been through. There's going to be some serious PTSD
Absolutely.
For all of us. Okay, so second baby, and I was a little bit more free of, here's my new baby, hold her, that's fine, here you go. Plus, it was Christmas time.
Right.
So we had people in town. So we got her home, let's see, she was born on a Monday. We got her home on Wednesday, Thursday. Evelyn Jade came down with the symptoms of hand, foot, mouth.
Okay. I
okay,
know exactly
so,
all about that.
Yes. So when I watch that video, I look at that video now with different perspective and I'm like, oh, she's kissing her. She's doing whatever. She probably
right.
had those at that time. Okay. So Evelyn Jade got hand, foot, mouth on a Thursday. And then Daviana was in the hospital less than a week later.
And it's so contagious.
It's highly contagious. The other The other thought process is that we did have people in town who got off a plane,
yeah,
came and held her.
Right.
And then some of those people ended up getting really sick. So
if you
I'm like,
see me
okay.
Rolling my eyes right now. I don't, that has got to be the most heartbreaking thing. I mean, you just went through having a little baby and yeah. introducing to the family, and then all of a sudden yes. you're right back in the hospital.
Yeah.
So,
and it was.
But is it easier for you to blame your daughter? Like, why did I do
this? I know. It is easier for me to blame my daughter. Yeah. Because you don't want to be mad at the relatives or friends. You're like, yeah, right. just, it was my fault. I let them commingle. So, yes, but that is exactly what when I went and was in the hospital with her, the pediatricians, the specialists were like, well, I said, I'm breastfeeding. What did I do wrong? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm making people wash their hands when they hold her. And they said, well, here's the deal. Breastfeeding is great, except when it comes to a household where you already have a little child mm-hmm. who is a germ monster.
Right.
And
same with me.
And breastfeeding is great, except when it's Christmas time and you have Aunt Susie
family.
Or Uncle Tommy coming into town and holding the baby after yep. they've just gotten off a plane.
Yeah.
So I didn't even describe what was happening in my house or what had happened, and she nailed those two scenarios, and that's probably what happened. But the good thing is, when your baby is born, the germs aren't going to be as rampant. It's not going to be cold and flu season.
Right, that's very true. It will be during the summer.
But you've still got that PTSD.
Yeah, in the back yeah. of my mind. And I know I'm definitely cautious about everything. So the family can't come to the hospital, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know when to allow the family to see mm-hmm. the baby.
I would wait for,
I mean, how long do you, because okay. we're talking about a month, basically,
yeah.
I'm rounding. But anyway, a month until I give birth. My daughter, Aubrey, is going to be with her grandmother
mm-hmm.
for a week. So mm-hmm. she can come visit like now
right.
and here and there. But other than that, it's just going to be my husband and I with the baby alone.
Good. That's
and then,
great.
But you know how the grandparents are and the great grandparents, and everybody's going to want to see her.
And
but
it'll be
with the coronavirus. I'm like, what is it?
I've got to warn you one thing, though. You're going to have a little bit of guilt, some degree of guilt about Aubrey.
Yeah.
And you're going to be feeling like, oh my gosh. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Doug and I couldn't wait to get out of the hospital to go see our daughter.
Aww.
Because it's weird. But you don't have the bond yet
yeah.
as strong. I mean, I have a bond. She came out. They put her on my tummy and I got
oh,
a bond
totally
with her.
I get what you're talking about. You have
but
3 years
I don't know her.
With your other
yeah,
kids.
Exactly. Exactly.
I got 3 days with you and I got 3 years with
yes.
you.
Yes.
So we just want to bring everybody kind of together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So it takes, so that will feel weird. So Aubrey will be with grandma and you'll be like,
yeah.
okay, I miss her.
Yeah. That's why those visiting hours I think are going to be really great. But, you know, we're not going to get sleep anyway.
Mm-hmm,
so the visiting
mm-hmm.
hours are good. But then I know for a fact my heart's going to be broken to see her go back with her grandma for a little bit, but also I'm going to need to just go
You're
back
gonna need to rest.
Trying
yeah.
to breastfeed if I can
mm-hmm.
and trying to figure out this whole second kid thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And by the way, I'm totally unprepared. The baby room isn't put together. The baby name, we're like 90%
right.
there, but it's not. And so when I say that things are not together, I like literally mean like
right.
nothing. The hospital bag is just kind of, I know what I need to put in it, but I haven't done it yet. So I don't know if it's just... Maybe I'm in denial
and didn't
a little bit. Maybe
you,
I am.
Yes. Didn't you tell yourself when you got pregnant?
Yeah.
Didn't you say, oh, I'm going to be so organized
so
with this
prepared.
Second baby.
Yeah.
I know exactly what I'm doing. And then that's all out the window.
Well, the second baby and her room is actually my daughter's playroom.
So, I did the same thing.
Yeah. So the problem is I don't want her to feel so excluded and getting all of her toys out of the new baby's room right away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confused. I did opposite.
Okay.
I went from thinking I would do two separate rooms to I put them in the same room
okay.
and then I did a playroom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, we need to talk about that because
yes.
a lot of parents have brought that up to me, but because of the new baby sleep schedule, basically mm-hmm. new sleep schedule,
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to force the new one in the room with my daughter when she's on a great sleep schedule.
Right, right. Okay, so if your daughter, that's smart. However, you could, and I don't encourage this just because we do it in my household, it doesn't mean it's right, but we have the snoo
yes.
in our bedroom.
You know I've been looking this up.
Right, right. And Doug even, I was complaining about sleep the other day. He's being really sweet and he's like, well, listen, I'll start sleeping with the girls. I'll bring the snoo out of our bedroom. We'll put it in there and I'll just make sure, you know, because first he said, I'll put the snoo in their room where they're both supposed to be together. I was like, I am not letting a less than one-year-old stay
right.
sleep by herself.
Right.
And he goes, well, I'll go sleep in there with them. But anyways, the snoo is amazing.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to rent one. And I found some that are, I don't know if you believe in consignment stuff, but I found some that are on sale and they're like half the price.
Yeah. So, well, it's fine because as long as it works.
And clean and just bleach it, you'll be good.
Right. And but what you end up doing is you have the sheets and stuff that you put in it that you can buy your own sheets and do.
And you swear by this, right?
I swear by it.
If she wasn't in the hospital right away, would you have immediately put her in the SNU?
She was in the SNU immediately.
Okay.
She came home and went in the SNU as soon as she came home.
Right.
And she's always slept great in it. You know who else has a SNU is Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis. He was talking about how great it is. Yes.
Really?
So she started giving me. Now, I'm a terrible sleeper. Evelyn Jade's not a great sleeper, so we're just screwed that way. But Daviana has been sleeping, I want to say, since she was 2 months old.
Okay.
Eight hours a night. Okay. And then from 2 months old to 3 months old, she basically went to 11 hours. Now she's like 11, 12 hours a night.
This is what I need in my life.
Yes.
So
yes.
A SNU, if you don't know what it is, and you can totally interrupt me here, it's basically a bassinet.
Yes.
And it's built
by Happiest Baby on the Block, which is a great
company.
Protocol. Yes.
Right. And so basically it's like a zip up onesie, and then there's like a strap that goes over the baby to keep them laying on their back.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then whenever the baby, it has like little vibrating buttons. So and it's supposed to mirror the movements in your body.
Exactly.
And whenever can it tell when the baby's crying and it'll automatically go on?
Yes, it does. Okay. So it always, like all night, it goes whoosh, and it's got the little speakers in there that's an automatic built-in white noise. It moves a little bit throughout because that's when the baby would sleep. When you were awake walking around, that's when she's taking her naps.
Right.
And it does, it moves more to settle them more, like almost doesn't bounce them, but shakes them. Not shaking baby, but
right.
And then they have that comfort. They're swaddled in there. Also, she's getting to the age where she can, like 5 months is when they start to roll from back to tummy. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I don't know if you're like me, but I forgot all the benchmarks. I have to Google them. And
sleep regressions.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
forgot
oh,
all
when
that.
Is this?
Yes. And so
that's what I was talking about, unprepared. I was like, I'm so easily prepared for the first one. And now I'm like, I don't know.
But the good thing is you will be more laid back. Another big key for us for getting her to sleep through the night is topping her off.
Yeah.
Giving her the extra milk before she goes to bed.
Yeah.
So that was a big key.
Dream eating, feeding was important for my daughter. Because when she was born, she was 7 pounds. And not that she was totally underweight, but because she didn't have a ton of fat on her, she's hungry all the time. I'm like, you need to fatten up. So while she was sleeping, I would just feed her.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually it started working really well. But you have changed my mind. I really feel like I'm going to either be renting or
buying
a SNU.
You have to get it. Okay. And then what you can know in your mind, you can say, you know what? I know 2 months. I felt like when I had Evelyn Jade, it was like this. There was no light at the end of the tunnel as to when she was going to become a good sleeper. There was no answer. It was like every day, okay, is this ever going to get any better? And with the SNU, I can tell you right now, 2 month mark, things will get better. Things will be better. So you know, if I can just get through these first 2 months of no sleep.
There's an improvement of at least a few hours that you can get some rest in.
And even when it was the first 2 months, it was still just, it was 4 hours that she would go. So
that's
it'd be like four
bad.
And four.
Aubrey
so
was
getting
two.
Up one, right.
I still had my sleep journal and I pulled it up on my phone and it was every 2 hours and sometimes it was less than that. And it was honestly, how big were your babies?
They're both about 8 pounds.
Okay.
One was
right,
more,
cool.
one was a pound,
just,
an ounce less.
Fatten them up.
I know, just fatten them up. Yep. Make them good enough to eat.
I know,
yes.
Exactly. That's what I've been doing. I've been fattening myself up, so maybe it'll pass along to the baby.
Well, you're going to bounce back. No problem. You look great. We got to catch up and do this again next week.
Yes, absolutely.
I love it.
I always love coming in here and sitting down with you and just talking about whatever's going on, not only in our lives, but the world. And I love hearing about the updates with the babies and the husbands.
Yes, you're going to do great.
No,
I can't
thank
wait.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Pray for me, everybody out there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.